This book is about the strangest animal in the world. The animal that's reading these words and the animal that wrote them. The human animal. Because we're so used to being human and to living with humans, we sometimes don't notice what a peculiar creature we are. As a corrective, I want to begin by looking at our species from a new perspective. This perspective might initially seem somewhat alien to you, but so it should, because that's the perspective we'll be using. We'll be looking at our species through the eyes of a hypothetical, hyper-intelligent alien, an anthropologist, from the planet Betelgeuse 3, as it visits the Earth on an intergalactic beagle and studies us as someone with a microscope studies creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. But this isn't just any old, hyper-intelligent alien. It's a gender-neutral, asexual, asocial, amoral, a-religious, and a-musical alien. It is, in other words, a stranger to many elements of human life that are so familiar to us that we simply take them for granted. And that's why its perspective is useful. The alien's uncomprehending eyes will make the familiar seem strange, waking us to aspects of humanity that we normally overlook and which are so deeply ingrained that we don't even notice require an explanation. Before going any further, I should probably make clear that I don't believe for a minute that extraterrestrials have actually visited Earth. It's certainly possible that intelligent life has evolved elsewhere in the universe, but there's no good evidence that any of it has traversed the interstellar darkness to spy on us, probe us, or otherwise interact with our civilization. As Stephen Hawking once said, "I am discounting reports of UFOs. Why would they appear only to cranks and weirdos?" Nonetheless, it is still valuable to us. If an alien did drop in on us, how would it view our species? What would it make of our sex differences, our sexual behavior, our child-rearing patterns, our social behavior, our religions, our languages, music, and science? By way of an answer, here's how I imagine that an alien's report on our unusual species might read.
This was a short extract from the audiobook, The Ape That Understood the Universe, How Mind and Culture Evolve, by Steve Stewart Williams, narrated by Tom Lawrence, and published by Cambridge University Press.